In his 1997 book, The Rise of Baptist Republicanism, South Carolina conservative Orrin Smith contended that by the 1970s, the gospel-spreading priority had supplanted attention to policy. What began simply as natural brand loyalty and confidence evolved into a dangerous hubris, and out of church-building megalomania and a creeping belief that the SBC had a particular divine mission came a certain presumption. One moderate leader suggested that in the 1950s through the 1970s, the SBC reflected the culture. Baptists were in denial. They wanted peace, not admonition. The attitude was, anything that takes away from building the church is anathema. In fact, SBC statistics showed its membership share peaking among whites in half of the ex-Confederate states in 1960, then losing a little ground by 1970 and more by 1980. Controversy may have taken some toll. As SBC affiliation peaked in the southeastern states where Baptist momentum reached back to 18th century evangelism, but where Northerners were now moving in, convention missionaries recorded better 1960 to 1990 results in the south, central, and border states: Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky. There, SBC ratios either expanded or stabilized. That the biggest strides came in Oklahoma and Missouri reflected another trend with notable political implications: how Southern Baptist expansion was moving north and west, albeit most pronouncedly in areas of original Southern settlement or later migration from the former Confederacy. Beyond the Civil War border states, the National Church Membership Survey for 1990 found impressive increments for the SBC in southern Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, southeastern Kansas, and eastern New Mexico, as well as in scattered rural counties in Nevada, Colorado, Wyoming, and Idaho. 40 years earlier, Southern Baptists had not led other Protestant denominations in a single county in Ohio, Kansas, Nevada, or Wyoming. By 1990, they led in 17 such counties. As we will see in Chapter 6, this expansion became a major benefit to the Republican Party as its leadership southernized and took up a de facto political partnership with the SBC. The Texans who led the conservative takeover of the convention were initially aroused by, of all things, the supposed modernism creeping into Old Testament classes at Baptist-supported Baylor University in Waco. After consultations, they developed a plan to take over the SBC presidency at the 1979 annual meeting and employ that office to appoint true believers to the SBC's quasi-independent agencies, boards, and commissions. By the late 1980s, after 10 years of conservative appointments had remade the bureaucracy, the 18-million-member Church of the Southern Cultural Memory was on its way to becoming a newly-fledged Church of Biblical Inerrancy and Republican Ascendancy, an extraordinary metamorphosis full of national and even global implications. Before we shift to the Church's political heft, two aspects of this portrait require further clarifying brushstrokes. First, can the SBC of the late 20th and early 21st centuries be fairly described as fundamentalist, given the pejorative and anti-modern implications of that dour image? And second, more portentously, can the Southern Baptist Convention be considered the de facto church of the South, the closest approximation to an official church in the United States since the disestablishment of Congregationalism in New England almost two centuries ago? Historically, fundamentalism referred to those 20th-century American Protestants who reacted negatively to science and acted militantly against any reading of the Bible other than a wooden, literal meaning, contends Robert Parham, director of the Baptist Center for Ethics in Nashville. Today, fundamentalism is a description applied to militant extremists who demand that others embrace their way or hit the highway. Clearly, there is disagreement over this, and practically speaking, the definition is in flux. Nevertheless, the majority view among religious scholars is that yes, the term fundamentalist does fit the latter-day SBC viewpoint. Witness the comments of prominent figures such as Martin Marty, Scott Appleby, and Charles Kimball. The dissident moderate faction of Southern Baptists, based in organizations such as the Alliance of Southern Baptists and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, routinely and unhesitatingly labels the controlling conservatives fundamentalists. Self-proclaimed fundamentalist Jerry Falwell saluted the SBC in his co-edited history, The Fundamentalist Phenomenon.